Good morning, Kansas City. 6:11, 14 degrees. It's Johnny Dare, Kerry Coogan, T-Bone, Jake Gregg. It is Friday, the day after Kiss.
Hello.
Oh, and guess who showed up, Jake? guess who made it to the second row?
We just don't care.
Over and there she is, Patrick with a C and Kerry Coogan. What do you think of the spectacle last night?
I gotta tell you, it was awesome. I'm not even kidding. It was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. I thought it was great.
A lot of fire, a lot of smoke.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was a good time. She didn't make it the whole show, but you did great.
Yeah.
I was proud of you. You missed some of the good stuff. You missed a confetti can. You missed Paul flying out to the back of the arena.
Really?
She made it to God of Thunder when he flew up to the top of the
roof. Yeah, to the rafters.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
She saw him blow. She saw him bleed and saw the fire.
Mm-hmm. And the tongue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not even kidding. I know that's his signature thing, but I'd never seen it, you know, out. Wow.
How did Patrick with the seat? What did he think of the whole thing?
He loved it.
Because, you know, normally, like upper 40-year-old gay black men, normally pretty big Kiss fans.
They like makeup, but not, you know, like a demon.
We'll have to call him to check, but I'm telling you, he loved it, too. He thought it was great. It was really fun.
At one point, I just turned around and I said, what do you think, Paul Stanley? A little bit. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. He does have a little bit of tendencies,
and he butched it up for this show. That was about that was about the most butch I've ever seen Paul Stanley.
It's very feminine.
Yeah, normally it's one hand on the hip, and the other one, the hand's going
telling
like,
you what's going on.
Yeah, he's got one finger out waggling it. You know, he's all spirit fingers. You know what I'm saying?
He does the little sidestep and the big boots.
Yeah, he does. He does the sidestep. You know, not in
the
disrespect
shuffle.
Yeah. At all, but he reminded me of a drag queen. I mean, that's what he looked like. I mean, but he was great. He had some great steps. He was wonderful to the fans. I mean,
he had some great steps.
Yeah, he did. Great dance moves, and then he would turn around and kind of shake his behind. I mean, and then he'd play the guitar underneath his legs. It was awesome. He was great. It was so fun.
I really loved it.
Please say something evil. Quit saying dance steps. And
it was a good time for sure. And of course, I stayed to the bitter end.
Did you?
It was killer. Oh yeah, but you couldn't leave it because they always save the great stuff at the end. You know, the big risers go up, the confetti cannons go off, they do rock and roll all night. Then they're like, we're gonna do like four more songs. And of course, it becomes Detroit Rock City. It becomes, you know, Lick It Up. I mean, it just starts killing it, hit after hit after hit.
Yeah,
so it was a good time.
You can totally see why they're so popular. I mean, they bring a show. I mean, it was awesome.
No, they charge out the ass, but.
But you get what you get.
It's the best show out there. Even if, like I said, even if there's music you've heard it a bazillion times, it's not exactly like going to see, you know, Mozart. But, dude, it's killer. It's good fun.
Yeah.
See, I knew you'd be glad. I wish you'd gone, Jake. You'd have loved it, dude.
Second row tickets. Maybe I should have went.
Yeah.
That's Queenie. Queenie shows up. Second row.
Jake was busy trying to get social services called on him last night.
Yeah, I was. I had a mild situation last night. Jackson he's already lost his two front teeth, but both of his canine teeth are loose. So he comes in. I'm in the other room.
The kid just won't listen.
Yeah, he will not clean his room, and we're going to learn. He comes in the room, and he thinks he's going to be cute. I'm laying on the bed watching TV, and he tries to, like, sneak attack, jump on me, and wrestle with me. So he grabs me by the back of the neck, rolls me over, like, we're kind of wrestling back and forth, and I, like, throw my hand around to grab him by the face, to, like, grab him up around the neck as he brings his head in, and look at that. He slices me like all the way across my hand.
He's cut on his knuckle.
But I smash him in the face as he does it. And then he cuts all the way across my hand. There's blood everywhere. I don't know if it's my blood, his blood, whatever. There's freaking blood everywhere. And so he screams. Whitney comes in the room. All she sees is me with a balled up fist, Jackson with blood all over his face. And she assumes that I've hit my son in the face. And I would never do it because it's my right hand, which is my strong hand. It would always be my left.
Because you love him.
Because I love him. He's my son.
What are you, an animal?
God. So he thought it was cool. By the time we get to the sink in the kitchen, he's like spitting blood. So he thinks he's cool. He keeps saying Rocky. Now he thinks he's Rocky because he's spitting blood. So anyway, we do the warm salt water, the whole thing. He turns into a pussy. He won't let me pull the tooth. I'm like, the tooth is just hanging there. Let me pull it. Like, all I have to do is blow on it, and it falls out of his mouth. He won't let me pull it. So he goes in the other room, and he comes back such a man. He walks in the room. He's like, Daddy, look. And he's got the tooth in his hand. He went in the other room and pulled it himself. So no call from social services. It's all good.